Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's 2022 and Great Plains Kubota is here to serve you. Whether you're needing Kubota sales, Kubota service, Kubota parts, or Kubota orange rentals, our full-line Kubota dealerships are here to serve your equipment needs 6 days a week. And now, with our newest location in Cordell, we can serve even more Kubota customers this coming year. That's right. Lindley Farm Equipment is now Great Plains Cordell. So visit any of our family-owned and operated locations in Ada, Davis, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, Stillwater, and coming soon, Ardmore. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves.
When tobacco cravings attack, take your game to the next level with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Power up with free patches, gum, or lozenges. Join forces with a trained quit coach. Stay on mission with supportive texts and emails. The battle against nicotine addiction is an epic quest. But with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, it's game over for tobacco. Gear up at okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A program of TSET.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures were both higher to finish the day. We were up 67 cents on the Aprils at 140.62. The June live cattle were 57 higher at 136.87. August live cattle a dollar higher at 138.65. Looking at the chart here, we're back testing the highs from the end of March, and we're above critical moving averages. So hopefully this trend has moved higher. The cash trade this week looks like it's anywhere from about 139 to 142, with the bulk of it, or the average, probably at 140, which is better than last week. And you're seeing that reflected in the market here with the Aprils above 140 at 140.62. So actually a lot of really good things going on for the cattle futures. The April feeders were up 80 at 158.55. That index is 155.81, so we're about $3 above the index currently, but we still have some time to go. The Mays were up $1.02 at 161.95. The August feeder cattle 67 higher at 174.42. On Friday, the markets will be closed due to Good Friday, so kind of a pause in trading until Monday after tomorrow. The hogs today 72 lower in May at 111.52. The June's down 87 at 117.60.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
The grain futures early today were under pressure and lower, but we had a mid-morning rally, especially the wheat turned around and led the charge higher. The July Kansas City wheat was up 11 and a quarter at 11.78. The low today was 11.44, so over 30 cents off the low. And that's the kind of stuff you have to happen. It happens in a bull market where you have this hot, dry wind blowing over and no rain whatsoever. That wheat crop is really struggling and is going to continue to struggle. The high back in March was just over $12.50. So we're getting close to those, about 70 cents off that level, you know, a day away at this point. And if the market keeps making new highs and we stay above all these trends, it could easily go up there and test those. The beans and corn market also higher. We had beans anywhere from about 4 to 5 higher in these 2022 crops. The November, the new crop was down 1 1/4 at 15.05, and then corn was up 7 in May. December up 4 3/4 at 7.35 3/4. That December crop just keeps making new highs. It's been really, really impressive. And then the cotton futures today look like they're going to end up sharply higher. December 2.15 higher, 122.18.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.